From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, the 22nd day of November 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting showers for today before 3 p.m., then a slight chance of showers after 5 p.m. It will be high near 50 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 80%. For Friday night, a chance of showers mainly before 3 a.m., then cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 33. The chance of precipitation is 40%. We'll run down the weekend's weather in a moment, but first, here's what's in the local news. At the top of the news, the town of Hunter has adopted a $3 million budget. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the town of Hunter adopted its $3 million 2014 budget on Tuesday. The spending requires a tax levy increase to town residents of 0.25%. In the villages of Tannerville and Hunter, however, the levy increase is 4.25%. The town anticipates the purchase of a dump truck, a tractor, and a snowplow in the coming year. The budget provides for increased cost in fire service and police personnel services. Town-only employee benefits, specifically hospital and medical insurance cost and state retirement, decreased. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. In other news from Kinderhook, Ichabod Crane has chosen a new primary principal. Barbara Reiner is reporting in the Register Star that the Ichabod Crane Board of Education has appointed Suzanne Guntlow primary school principal. Guntlow is replacing Shannon Shine, who is now superintendent of the Galway Central School District. Ichabod Crane superintendent George Zini said more than 100 candidates applied for the position. Guntlow previously served in various capacities within the Water-Velite City Schools District, including director of K-12 literacy and director of pre-kindergarten. She also served as the assistant principal for both the elementary school and the junior-senior high school. Prior to becoming an administrator, she was a classroom teacher for 12 years. Zini said, and I quote, "We're fortunate to have her accept this position," end quote. You'll find that full story in today's Register Star. And in our final story, there's a website that is asking people to share stories of the JFK legacy. The Associated Press is reporting that on the 50th anniversary of the death of President John F. Kennedy, a new website launching on Monday, November the 25th, will take the focus from the past to the future by asking people of all ages, even those who were not alive when Kennedy died, to share their thoughts about how he has inspired them. The site, anidealivson.org, is part of the JFK Library and Museum's commemoration of the anniversary, which is Friday, November the 22nd. The museum also plans a new exhibit of never-before-displayed items from Kennedy's three-day state funeral, including the flag that draped his caskets and notes written by First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy. The Kennedy Library Foundation, a nonprofit that raises money to support the library, is spearheading the project. The foundation hopes that visitors will upload their own photos, videos, written messages, and tweets to answer the question, how do the ideals of John F. Kennedy live on in your life today? All submissions will become part of the archives at the JFK Library in Boston. The best stories will be featured on the site. You'll find that full AP story in today's Register Star. Wet is the weather word for today, as the National Weather Service is predicting showers before 3 p.m., then a slight chance of showers after 5 p.m. The temperature high will be near 50 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 80%. For Friday night, a chance of showers mainly before 3 a.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 33. For the weekend, on Saturday, it will be sunny with a high near 42. Saturday night, a chance of showers, mainly between 8 a.m. and 2 a.m. It'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 18. On Sunday, a slight chance of snow showers before 2 p.m. Partly sunny, windy, with a northwest wind at 18 to 28 miles an hour, with gusts as high as 43 miles an hour. The temperature high will be near 29. On Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 15. And for back to work Monday, mostly sunny, with a high near 38 degrees. Monday night, mostly cloudy, with a low around 28. Sunrise this morning was at 6:55 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:28, providing us with 9 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Friday, the 22nd day of November 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.